AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden has a message for people impacted by Hurricane Helene.
We're not leaving until the job is done.
At least 107 people have died in six states. The focus on rescue and recovery is in flooded areas of western North Carolina.
Head of FEMA, Deanne Griswold, is on the ground now in northern North Carolina. She's going to stay in Asheville and Appalachia region for the foreseeable future.
The AP's Julie Walker reports the need is urgent in North Carolina.
A crisis situation in parts of North Carolina days after Hurricane Helene's devastation. Governor Roy Cooper pledging to get more water, food, and other supplies to flood-stricken areas.
People are desperate for help, and we are pushing to get it to them.
Asheville had no power and little to no cell service. Resident Mario Moraga.
Our whole neighborhood is really coming together and talking to each other and walking around house to house checking on everybody.
He says homes and businesses were destroyed.
We're going to be cleaning up a long time.
I'm Julie Walker.
Hezbollah's acting leader vowed to keep battling Israel after the death of leader Hassan Nasrallah in an Israeli airstrike. An Israeli airstrike today hit an apartment in central Beirut, killing three Palestinian militants. The NBA says former All-Star Dikembe Mutombo has died. He was one of the best defensive players of all time. His skill at blocking shots got Mutombo featured in Geico insurance commercials.
Not in my heart.
Mutombo entered the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2015.
I'm fortunate and blessed to be able to play 18 years and see my name being called today in Springfield, Massachusetts. This means a lot in all of us.
Dikembe Mutombo died of brain cancer. He was 58. Ports from Maine to Texas could shut down tomorrow if a union representing about 45,000 dock workers carries through on a threatened strike. This is AP News. The FBI agrees to pay $22 million to settle claims of sexual discrimination at its training academy. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
The class action lawsuit alleged that female recruits were singled out for dismissal in training and routinely harassed by instructors with sexually charged comments about their breast size, false allegations of infidelity, and the need to take birth control to control their moods. The payout to 34 women dismissed from the FBI's training academy in Quantico, Virginia, would rank among the biggest sexual misconduct settlements in the history of the Bureau. Many of the allegations were confirmed in a 2022 Internet Watchdog report. Filed in 2019, the lawsuit contends that female recruits had been subjected to a hostile working environment in which they were judged more harshly than their male peers. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.